over VWA. Oh, you are, baby, you are. You're the most interesting thing in town right now. No, I just got off of a job that I finished up, and this x-ray tube takes up to 125,000 volts at 300 MA, and one of the leads going to the filament, when you ohmed it out to check it, it checked perfect, but the instant you put a little bit of current across it, it opened right up. Man, I chased my tail for all day Friday on that thing and finally found it today and got it fixed.
Well, glad you got that fixed and making everybody's making pictures of broken bones.
Yep. They were very happy to get it back. So, what are you doing out getting lunch?
Off to Wally World and did that and had to stop at Ingles drive-thru and get a prescription as well. And now I'm probably going to go home and put some ice on this wrist and let it relax a little bit. And if it stops raining long enough, I might get my 6 meter. I got to make one little adjustment and then it's ready to stand up. Actually made a couple contacts with it this morning while it was leaning on the ladder.
Wow, that's pretty good. So, what kind of range do you think that thing will have?
It's on the propagation, really. You know, good propagation probably into Europe and all over the place. Just depends.
Okay. Well, do you think you'll be able to use your FT8 on it?
I did make two contacts. In fact, one of them was with Gary K9RX.
Okay. Hey, what kind of SWR did it work out with?
Point like 000, it's about 1.5. As you climb up, it kind of drops. Excuse me, it drops off down to about 1.3, 1.4, somewhere in that area, in the sideband area of the band. It's around 1.4, give or take. Pretty much all the way across the usable portion of the band, it's below 1.6, I think, or 1.7, something like that.
Wow, I wouldn't even need the tuner on my LDG tuner. I could just tune it straight out of the radio.
You know, that's the SWR coming out of the coax hooked up to it and everything. I've got a little adjustment that I've got to make which could affect the SWR. And when I stand it up, I expect that, and it's, you know, 20 feet off the ground, I expect I'm going to get a little bit better results. Not a lot, but a little bit better on the SWR.
Wow, that is good then. All right. Well, good. Well, I was very, very disappointed. I had real bad heartburn the other morning, and I got up at about 5:30 or 6 and went out to the shed, and man, I could hear Ico in Japan like he was sitting next to me, and this guy was talking to him from Pennsylvania, and just clear as a bell. The only problem, it was an extra frequency range. I could not touch it.
Start working some real good DX.
Yes, sir. But hey, at least, you know, in the past, I tried to hit the gray line of the evening and never heard anything out of Japan. So, anyhow, gray line, I guess it was gray line in the morning at that time of day, man. It was a thing of beauty. Oh, and I also heard North Korea and, not North Korea, but South Korea and a couple of other Asian countries, or Asian stations.
At about 3 or 4 in the morning, you can hear lots of stuff out west, so to speak. JAs and a lot of Asians, that's a good time of the day to work your beam west.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm out trying to find me some lunch, and I'm about to get into the big city of Lyman, which is going to give me a choice of either Burger King, Arby's, or Bojangles, which is not much of a choice, but hey, you know, what the heck. So I'm going to get me some lunch, and I'm going to go hunt down a few items that I need to pick up. Just enjoy the rest of this wet day. Hey, is it raining up there?
Yeah, it was raining. Right at this very moment, it's not. I'm hoping I'm going to have a window of time to fix this little thing I need to repair and maybe get my neighbor over here to help me stand this thing up. But anyway, I'm pulling to the driveway, Steve. I'll catch you later on. Have a good one. ND7J, 73.
Bob, hopefully that'll work out for you. And if your neighbor's not around, give me a call. I'll ride up there tomorrow about noon, see if we can get that thing up for you. I'll help you. And anyhow, 73's. ND7J, KN4, BWA, clear.
All right, that sounds good. I may take you up on that. All I got to do is, it's on a tilt-over mast. All I got to do, it's all ready to go. Everything's ready. All I got to do is stand it up, put a pin in it, and put about 4 screws into the box that I got. So let me get out of here. The wife's standing at the door. 73.
Yep, just give me a call if you need me. K4 BWA, clear.